The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
I want to get rid of my butt. It's bigger than it would appear. It hinders my forward movement when I keep bringing up.
Stop. Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
Hi, everybody. I'm Gene Ketchum.
And I am C. Suzanne Bates. And just in case you have not seen the newest issue of Her Life magazine, we are in it.
And full page, my dear.
A full page.
Full page. And it is a great magazine. I love that magazine anyway. But now, oh my gosh, I really love it.
Now we think it's just amazing. Well, and I know it's kind of it's hard to find sometimes, but it's worth a little searching to find it because really it's fantastic and it's free.
And there's over 2,000 places where you can pick it up. I mean, you can get it at Kowalski's. I'm sure you can get it at Byerly's and some of the other grocery stores.
No, you can't.
Oh, you can't?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, salons, doctor's offices, spas, boutiques.
Lots and lots of places.
Lots and lots of places.
Right. Just keep your eyes open. I mean, you just have to keep your eyes open. It's called Her Life.
All right. This month, Suzanne, we're going to talk about in September, we're talking about the harvest. And what does that mean to you?
Well, Janae, I thought you would never ask. All right. You know, when you're young, you sow seeds. Mm-hmm. And some of the seeds make it. Some of the seeds have drought. They don't get watered. You don't take care of them. And then you nurture them. And that's really what life is about. It's nurturing the things that take and just discarding and keeping the weeds, the things that don't take, keeping the weeds out. And then when you get to be our age, you can reap. You can really reap the fruits of your labor of your whole life. And we're reaping, baby.
I know, but we're not always harvesting because we still continue to sow. You and I both. We still are sowing seeds right now.
Well, we are. And, you know, that's what Aging But Dangerous is all about. It's like doing all three at any age. And that's what's really important. And I think that's what keeps you young.
Well, I think it does too, right? That whole growth thing. Now, Aging But Dangerous women can have a huge harvest, as we've said. I mean, everybody. But I want to ask you a question. Have you harvested any men this week?
Well, that is, I hate, why'd you say that this way?
Because I want to know.
Okay, well, I don't think of it. I know you don't harvest men. That was a terrible thing to say. I think you need some manners, lady. All right, you know, I mean, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're getting to because you can't stand not to know what's going on in my life.
I know,
and Great
know.
Expectations is, I tell you, it is an amazing organization. So,
and you know, you are so much nicer when you're dating. I've told you this. I tell everybody that you're so much nicer when you're dating.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks for spreading that word around the
Twin
Cities area.
You're welcome.
Well, just because I don't spend all my time with you when I'm dating is probably why I'm a little bit nicer. I mean, it's a lot of pressure being with this woman. All right, so, but the reality is that all you single men and women out there, you know, if you are looking for a safe, fun, pre-vetted member of the opposite sex to date and spend time with, Great Expectations has a huge amount of experience. I think they've been around for like 35, 45 years. I can't remember exactly which ones. And they match you to someone who's appropriate. And so go to agingbutdangerous.com, click on Great Expectations, and make an appointment to go in their offices any day and talk to them.
And tell them that Aging But Dangerous sent you, and you may get a special deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, talking's free. How can it hurt? So my personal experience has been excellent, and I really think people should go in and talk to them. And your face is looking good. Good. You're looking good, honey.
Thank you. Well, that's because of the Transcend Medi Spa and Lori. And I have to tell you, she is so gentle when she does this Botox, which is what I had all over my face. And there's almost no pain. I cannot get over that. It's just very, very gentle. And what is so important to so many of us is that when you, that beautiful, beautiful luxury office, when you walk into it, it's bright and cheerful. And I'm telling you, feel very safe and cared for. It's just a wonderful, wonderful feeling. You need to go to our website, agingwithdangerous.com, click on Transcend Medi Spa, and find out more about them and what Lori does.
She also has the best price on Botox in the entire Twin Cities area. All right, and go to www.agingbutdangerous.com, and before you click on Transcend, check us out, our latest blogs, lots of good info, offers, and to sign up for our giveaways, all new for September, and then two meetups this weekend. I mean, this is a big weekend for Aging But Dangerous. We have a polo match, and then we have one of our members that's singing, and she is amazing. Mm-hmm. So be sure and check that out.
And our Snoop and Scoop interview today is with Craig Polfus from Awaken Higher Brain Living, and he's going to tell us how we can have a happy brain.
All right.
Without smoking something.
Okay, it's time for the Aging But Dangerous Dirty Little Secrets, and that we come up with little tidbits, little juicy little tidbits we come up with every week. All right, and a lot of people are searching for jobs out there when they're and so when you're meeting with a hiring manager, they have you in for a chat when they call you and say to come in. There are some really important rules that you could follow. And this isn't just for young kids. I mean, there are a lot of kids graduating from college, and certainly we could be grandparents or parents of those kids. But it also applies to older people,
yeah,
people our age.
A lot of 50-year-olds are looking for jobs.
Yeah. And you know what? People get very casual about going in for a job interview, and everyone carries a cup of coffee around these days. Lose the coffee. The first rule is do not take a bottle of water. Do not take anything into this job interview with you, because you don't want that hiring manager to be distracted. And you want them to focus on you and not your stuff. And then definitely, definitely bring a hard copy of a physical resume. So many people think, oh, I emailed it to them, they have it, I don't need to print it off. But that is huge. Not everyone will print your resume. So you should have hard copies of everything so that you can review things and people can see things in person, because that really carves something in their mind that doesn't happen when they actually look at it on the computer. And then bring a notepad and take notes. That is an excellent message that you're giving a hiring manager, jotting down points when they talk, and then they know that you're competent and you're prepared. So then never, ever wear jeans. I don't care how casual the place is where you're going to be, want to work. I shouldn't say going to be, but where you're applying, you just don't wear jeans. But, you know, you don't have to overdo it. You don't have to wear your prom dress or anything. But step it up a little bit. Like if it's a casual environment and you're a woman, you wear a blouse and a skirt. But for some place it's more formal, wear a suit. Wear a proper suit. People are looking for this. Then you can dress down. I thought these were excellent. Just reminders.
Mm-hmm. They are. And this little dirty secret that I am very fond of. One of my fond things is
your personal
favorite topics. I couldn't think of the word. Is orgasms. Stop faking it, Suzanne. Stop faking it. Now, you know, 87% of men's health readers who answered the survey felt that it was their responsibility to bring their partners to orgasm. And 34% automatically assumed that if it didn't happen, that the sex was bad. Now, I think that sounds pretty normal. I think that sounds right. And every single sexologist that was asked was adamantly against faking it. And they said, this is a quote, "There's already a lot of confusion about sexual functioning and response between the sexes without adding deceit. So don't fake it anymore." I don't really understand how they would know anyway, but...
Because you're so good at it.
I am so good at it.
Oh, my gosh. I hope your husband isn't listening to this. Oh, my gosh. Well, we have a new sponsor, and I am so excited about the sponsor. How much do I love my beetle?
Oh, you love that beetle so much that it's just weird. I mean, you're petting it, you're kissing it. You're it's weird.
It is weird. And it's a convertible. I love that car. And now Westside Volkswagen is one of our sponsors. And I'm so excited because when you love someone, you naturally want to share it. So I've told so many people stop me and they go, "You look like you're having so much fun. How do you like your Beetle?" I'm just like, "I love my Beetle."
And how many miles do you have on your Beetle?
I have 103,000 miles on that car. Is that cool?
That is very cool.
And you know, it's like I've driven a lot of really, really extravagant cars, and it is such total fun. I mean, I would recommend that anybody go in and just test drive one. It's just an experience. So, and tell them Aging But Dangerous sent you, and you want to live life to the absolute fullest, and that's why you're there.
You are listening to Gene and Suzanne and the dirty little secrets that we uncover and share with you every week on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you, looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Gene and Suzanne. And, you know, I heard Winston Churchill say, I heard a quote from him the other day that I really love. And I've heard it before, but it made me think of higher brain. And I know you are so into this higher brain now. And what he said was, success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. And
that's great.
I just love that because it really, in whether it's a huge failure or small, I mean, that's really a lot of life comes with disappointments. And from my point of view, just being the person on the outside, to me, that's what higher brain living does, is they help you keep your enthusiasm for you, I've seen it, and your gratitude about life, kind of like no matter what's going on, it's whether it's the good, bad, or the indifferent. So, I mean, is that a fair take on, am I understanding?
Yes,
it?
Yes. No, I think that certainly explains some of it. And we're going to hear a lot more from our guest today, Craig Polfus. Welcome to the show, Craig.
It's great to be here.
And Craig is a licensed psychologist, and he's owner of Awaken Higher Brain Living in Minneapolis. And he's on the CORE National Leadership Team. So, Craig, we've had you on before, but we would really like for you to review for us what higher brain living really is.
I'd love to do that. You know, I'll take off on Suzanne's example and quote from Churchill, if I might. One of the things that is a result of living in our higher brain is the higher brain only sees opportunity. The lower brain is all about finding problems and seeing threat. And if we're just living out of our lower brain, we have the stress and the anxiety of always seeing and dealing with threat, which is mostly going on unconsciously. So what's the opportunity in failure? Well, the opportunity is to learn and begin again more intelligently. Henry Ford has a great quote that says, failure is the opportunity to begin again more intelligently. Mm-hmm. So it's a natural part of life that we would try and fail And when we can see the opportunity in it, then we can maintain that enthusiasm, even though at first there may be that emotional punch that we have to deal with. Oh, I failed. That's not what I wanted. But then you soon go to, okay, I want to take advantage of every moment of life. How can I get the most out of this? What's the opportunity?
Yeah, that's great. And it's kind of like stop and smell the roses along the way.
Okay, are you saying that basically if you're doing the higher brain, some of these failures that you think are failures really aren't failures at all?
That's right. Mm-hmm. As you grow in that understanding and the new neurology that's produced in your brain, your whole life begins to be seen in a whole new light, that you see how perfect. Maybe it wasn't easy. Maybe you wouldn't have chosen certain attempts and failures, but you see how perfectly it has been a part of getting you to where you've gotten and how important and valuable that is, and you're not done. Mm-hmm. You move forward. But I don't want to give the impression that higher brain living is just about an attitude or a positive perspective. That comes as a result of the higher brain living process, which actually organically energizes the higher brain, which is the part of the human brain that is most developed, most complex, and made for positive high-end experience, positive high-end capability, and change.
Mm-hmm. And that is what I'm experiencing, too. But what do you think, Craig, is holding us back? What holds people back from, you know, our theme? We've been talking about our theme this month is harvesting and reaping our benefits that we've sowed throughout our life. And what do you think is holding people back from taking advantage of something like this?
Well, my response might seem oversimplified, and I'm not sure. Let me proceed with the thought I have, because I can simplify it in higher brain language to what's holding us back is our lower brain. Or another, it's not that the lower brain is the enemy. It's just that it's helping us survive. It's helping us be aware if there's a problem or a threat in our environment. But if that's all we're operating from and we're not utilizing the higher brain, the energy, metabolism, oxygen is being hijacked by the lower brain, then we can't see, then we can't even begin to sow the crops in order to reap the harvest. And if things aren't going the way we want, then we could easily get discouraged because the lower brain wants to keep us the same. It thinks sameness equals safety. So it will try to get us to not change. It will try to reinforce our old beliefs that, oh, see, I really can't succeed. Or, yeah, the world sucks. People, you can't trust people. All those right. negative beliefs we get caught in get reinforced in the lower brain because it can't see beyond it. And it's motivated to get us to just be the same so we can physically survive. But emotionally and spiritually, that's not enough.
And I think the first reaction on that lower brain is it's not going to work.
Yep.
It's not going to work.
So that's a safety valve. That's your safety valve. I mean, that's what, like you said, keeps us from putting ourselves in situations that we previously have perceived as danger, but they may not really be danger.
That's right. And the more you proceed through the 22-step higher brain living program, you become savvy to that. The jig is up. You begin to notice when your lower brain does that and other people's too. And you go, oh, and the light goes on. And not only does that help, but then you've got the physical aspect of it, the sessions on the table and the self-energizing you learn to do to help you continue to move forward no matter what the lower brain is saying or doing or no matter what you feel like.
Well, and I think it's like I experienced that stimulus, it's so stimulating. And like Suzanne was saying the other day on our show or last week on our show about how you don't need the alcohol or the, you know, those kinds of things anymore.
The pills.
Yeah, the pills. And that's what I feel. I just should do it more.
Right. Life,
that would be no martini, there's more that. Higher brain.
Yeah.
The essential energy of life, which is the essential energy of you for you, mm-hmm. is alive, is energizing, and when engaged more and more fully can actually be intoxicating and you don't need something else mm-hmm. to make you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Well, what does it do on a physical level? Does it help? I already know the answer to this. Does it help on a physical level?
Absolutely. It helps in the four fundamental dimensions of life, the inner experience of mental, emotional, the physical body, relationships, and the environment, which includes your work and finances and all and lifestyle and all that. On the physical level, you want a few examples?
Yes, we'd love it.
And then I'd love to hear your example. I have a client who, after he's an executive director of a national foundation, educational foundation, and he sat up after his second session and said, I hadn't told you this, but for the last 6 years I had neuropathy from my thighs down and I had to keep the light on at night. So if I got up to go to the bathroom, I could see where I was going because I couldn't feel my feet. He said, I can feel my feet. And he was on the verge of tears, and he got up and walked around in his stocking feet. And now he's at about his sixth or seventh session, and he can feel his feet. Now, we would not say, if you've got neuropathy, come to Higher Brain and it will cure you. We have to be careful about that. But we also will not deny the kinds of changes that happen with people when they plug in. Kelly noticed after a few sessions that she had what she thought was eye strain. She went to her doctor and he said, we need to change the prescription of your eyeglasses because your eyes have improved three levels of prescription.
I know. I talked to that woman last time at one of your free sessions. That was incredible. In fact, I think she's on our website. She gave a testimonial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that, she
that
is.
Three, yeah, her eyes. Yeah, her eyes got three times better. Of course, she was young. But.
Right. My son, Zach.
I think he could lift my breasts up through Higher Brain.
Oh, nothing wrong with your breasts.
Oh! Oh, my gosh!
Okay, let's keep moving here.
We can edit that.
Okay, what about your son?
My son, 32 years old now, he had one of his most profound personal experiences in the process of Higher Brain Living, and without choosing to or deciding to, he lost 30 pounds, stopped smoking, and went from being an active drinker, not an alcoholic, to no drinking or maybe one drink, because beyond that, it just didn't, he didn't like the feeling of it. And at first he said, gal, I used to really enjoy smoking and drinking. I wish those didn't go, but I can't do them anymore. So he's happy about it.
I know. That is, that's one reason that really interests me when I was signing up for it. And I tell you why I did sign up, Greg. I know we talked about this before. One of the things that intrigued me the most was that it only takes 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes at night. And most people, most of things, programs like this, you have to spend like an hour of meditation or you have to do all kinds of yoga things or, you know, there's always something connected where this is just so easy. And I thought, boy, that is worth it, right? I mean, I really was fascinated by that.
Yeah, that's a powerful, powerful aspect to this. But at the same time, I want to clarify that we aren't against those other things. In fact, we have found that if people do Higher Brain Living and like yoga or meditation, it enhances their experience of those and the benefits they get from those. I want to mention one more. You've got one of these video testimonials from one of our clients who talked about getting off her depression and anxiety medications. Mm-hmm. She made that choice, and I can see how when you have your higher brain activated, you feel better and you do better, which is part of reaping what you sow, part of the harvest. And she knew it was time for her to go off those, and she apparently made the right choice.
So what happens after the 22 sessions? After you're all through, everything's done, what happens?
Well, the program can be done, but your life isn't. At the end of 22 sessions, you have all the tools you need to continue to grow and set your goals and achieve as you evolve and want to evolve your life. At the same time, you can keep plugging in and having more sessions and become, like I am, a lifelong client, because that they feel tremendous. I mean, the sessions just feel tremendous and permanent release so much stress from your system, and that accelerates your movement forward. So you will still move forward if you continue to
practice,
apply
it,
what you've learned. Yes.
I
want
to know how to find these people.
Yes.
Go.
How do we find you, Craig? What's your website?
Our website, you can go to higherbrainliving.com, and it's in construction now. It's a brand new, beautiful website, but look for Find a Center, or you can put /Northeast Arts District MN.
Or go to our website and click on Awaken Higher Brain Living.
If you're driving and you can't remember that, you can go to agingbutdangerous.com and click on Awaken Higher Brain Living and change your life for the better.
Right. Thank you, Craig, so much.
It's been great. Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming in.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Okay, I've been thinking about tripping lately, you know, tripping.
Tripping? Where?
How? Where? What?
Okay, I am really excited about going doing some traveling this winter. And Oasis Travel, which is a great sponsor of ours, does fabulous travel plans. And I am going to be talking to Wendy very quickly. Wendy High at Oasis Travel. And just talking about what all the opportunities out there, because she gets great deals and she can really hook you up with some wonderful opportunities. So, I mean, she could do wedding destinations, honeymoon, warm weather stuff all over, luxury travel, just anything you need, she is great at. So go to our website, agingbutdangerous.com, and click on Oasis Travel, and just like call her and talk to her. She's very fun.
She is very, very fun. And she's going to plan us a trip. She's going to plan Aging But Dangerous trip. And then our swarm, Suzanne, it is so exciting. September 17th, Higher Brain Living.
Right. And you just heard about it. You just heard all about the wonderful benefits of it. And we're not, I mean, we wouldn't be saying this if we hadn't experienced it and didn't really believe it. We don't talk about stuff we don't believe.
Well, and they're going to have an amazing demonstration. And I'm one of the demos. So you're going to be able to see what I am getting from it. And even though you think that you may never want to do this, come and see it and just judge for yourself, because you may change your mind. I mean, once you see the demos.
Yeah, well, especially it should be worth the drive over there just to see you.
Me on the table.
Yeah. Right. It's kind of a novelty item.
Right, right. And just a reminder, everyone out there, don't forget to tell our sponsors that you heard about them on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. And go out and pick up a magazine, Minnesota Monthly Magazine, if you don't have one. It's really a great issue this month. You'll really enjoy it.
Well, we love that magazine, too. We're very blessed. Okay, our drawings. We have our drawings because my partner remembered them this week.
I remembered.
We're so proud of you. It must be your higher brain working better than your lower brain. All right. For two of your friends at Loring Kitchen, on the east side of Loring Park, they have great outside dining, free valet, and the winner is... Oh, I lost it. Oh, Charlene Ackley. Charlene, baby, we're going to be having a little lunch, maybe a glass of wine. So congratulations to Charlene Ackley.
And who won our vibrator this month?
Oh, my gosh. We had more people sign up for that vibrator than anything we have ever given away.
Exactly. And it's from Touch Boutique. And we were so happy to have this as our gift this month. And the person that won the vibrator is Faye Watson.
And she told us that we would never say that, but we asked when they signed up, do you want us to say? Some people said no. The majority of people said they didn't care. Right. She said either. So, Faye, I mean, this is a real treat.
Yeah,
I am jealous.
Great.
All right. And then in September, we're drawing for lunch at Rye. And Rye is down like Hennepin and Franklin, and it is the neatest little deli. And if you haven't been to Rye, please, they've got the best happy hour, the best food going.
And we have from Bay Street Shoes, we have a beautiful, beautiful necklace. It's $110 value, and that's going to be our drawing this month.
And they have a great little boutique over in Edina, too. Mm-hmm. So, and go to facebook.com/agingbutdangerous and like Aging But Dangerous. We are harvesting our friends like you to like us. And thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women across the globe to reap the spoils from the beautiful life they have all in some way sown.
And please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age. And that is dangerous.
You go, baby.
If you're having trouble with the butt in your life, that's one T, not two. Tune in next Saturday and every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more crazy stories and titillating topics with Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways to reduce your butt.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow 'cause you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on.
got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.